ABC News.
What can you tell us about this low-pressure system as it stands at the moment?
Well, it did do that U-turn yesterday, and now it is heading back towards the Cape York Peninsula. We're still expecting that it will intensify into a Category 1 tropical cyclone this morning, and then it will cross the coast later this afternoon, somewhere between Weipa and Aurukun, most likely. And we do have a tropical cyclone warning out for areas of the Cape York Peninsula between Cape York and Pormpuraaw, and stretching inland to almost to Lockhart River on the other side of the peninsula. So we could see some very gusty winds, with wind gusts in excess of 90 kilometres per hour, heavy rainfall, and a storm surge as the system does move onshore, with the potential of some flooding of low-lying areas as well.
So is it expected to weaken as it crosses the coast, Sarah?
Yeah, so as it crosses onto land, it is expected to weaken into a tropical low and then move off the shore, offshore, off the eastern coast of the Cape York Peninsula into the Coral Sea as a tropical low. We could see it re-intensify into a tropical cyclone later on this week out in the Coral Sea again.
So if it does that, what does that mean for any land nearby?
Well, it will be well offshore when it does reform into a tropical cyclone, if it does reform out in the Coral Sea. But it is looking like there's the potential for it to take a bit of a recurve around to the southwest, and it may approach the Queensland coast again later into the weekend or early next week. So there is the potential for, again, increasing winds and rainfall, but quite a long way out at this stage, and quite a bit of variation in the modelling of where that cyclone will go, but that is a possible scenario at this stage.
And even if it is a long way out, as you said, there's already strong winds and rain on that part of the coast?
Yeah, that's right. So we do also have a separate severe weather warning out for parts of the Cape York Peninsula and the northeast tropical coast. So between Cooktown and Lockhart River, we could see some very heavy rainfall today. We could see 150 millimetres fall in 6-hour totals, and that some of those areas have received a lot of rainfall already. So there is quite a few flood warnings out for riverine flooding as well in those very saturated areas.
Now, I gather some of those areas haven't seen this sort of rain for a couple of decades.
It's going to really depend. We've certainly seen some very high totals just north of Cairns. Fortunately, this time around, that area for now is going to be spared the worst of it. So it's going to be more like Cooktown through to Lockhart River. Certainly we could see some very heavy rainfall there.
So what time today should people be bracing themselves for this potential cyclone, which by then will turn into a cyclone? What time should they expect it to actually make landfall, would you think?
It's expected to make landfall during the afternoon, but we could see gales developing from late morning. So we do have a tropical cyclone warning out that's current already. So I would just be keeping an eye on the latest warnings as to whether it does intensify into a tropical cyclone as it approaches the coast. It's also quite visible on the radar as well. You can see the circulation very clearly as well there.
Okay, batten down the hatches. Sarah Fitton, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Sarah Fitton there, extreme weather meteorologist from the Bureau of Meteorology.
ABC News.